May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
And I shall display my glory to the nations, and all nations shall see my sentence when I afflict it, and my hand when I strike them. The house of Israel will know that I am Yahweh their God from that day forward, forever. The book of Ezekiel can be a very difficult book to follow, and at the same time very pertinent to our Lenten contemplations. Written in the 6th century BC, Ezekiel tells a bleak story of Israel's reluctance and outright disregard for God's commands. By God's mercy, Ezekiel is commissioned to go to the children of Israel and speak against her transgressions. Israel has been a defiant household, and God is about to make his strength known once again. He will do this for all to see, and even the heathen will know that it is God's chastisement that is in favor of the Israelites. God is in control, whether we are chaff or wheat. God freed the Israelites from their captivity in Egypt, and it still took 40 years to clean the dissenters from their midst. After all that they had seen, it is hard to believe that they would continue to turn away. But we can't be too boastful. Lent is a time of year we must experience, for we too turn from God's leading and wander down the darker paths that attract us so easily. When we focus on our relationship with God, we seem to only have enough energy to focus on the path for a short time, and then we let ourselves be dazzled by the glitter of sin, and off we go. A Christian that goes amok is in the sights of the heathen, and it is here where God can do a work in us that will catch the attention of the world around us. Thus saith the Lord God, "This is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her. And she hath changed my judgments into wickedness. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, am against thee, and will execute judgments in the midst of thee in the sight of the nations." It's as though the Israelites know that their God is the one true God, while at the same time find it okay to disregard the way that he requires them to walk in. For you C.S. Lewis fans, this is very reminiscent of Lewis's observance that although we know how we ought to act, we often choose to do otherwise. Discipline is the remedy for making disciples. Unfortunately, the remedy is required often. The world that clashes with the children of God today suffers the Christian to stand and be heard. Abortion, starvation, sexual deviations, pollution, corporate greed, dishonest conversation. All this and much more stand between God Almighty and ourselves. Our witness is as vital today as it was in Ezekiel's day. The nations too will know that the house of Israel were exiled for their guilt because they were unfaithful to me. I hid my face from them and put them into the clutches of their enemies so that they all fell by the sword. I treated them as their loathsome acts of infidelity deserved and hid my face from them. It is so true even now. In order to stay with the in crowd, we have allowed worldly perceptions to personify the church. If we don't stand for truth, if we don't stand for morality, if we are unwilling to share real love, can we blame God for the punishments that we suffer? Despite God's corrections, we remain unmoved. We continue to turn our backs on God and follow our own deceptive natures. Even those who are able to fight a better fight than most still harbor the same nature under the influence of sin. Every inclination of our hearts is evil all the time, Moses tells us in the Pentateuch. Giving us over to our perverse human nature gave way to our understanding that we cannot get to God on our own. If our failures prove anything, they prove that no matter what we know, we remain incapable of choosing the right path in every circumstance. No matter how closely we are able to walk beside Jesus, there will be times in our lives when we will wander off, and who knows what troubles may be lying in wait, making us ineffective for the gospel. Your Lenten journey is your time to focus on the truth, to admit you wander off the path at times, and that your desire is to be continually in the presence of the light that only Jesus can bring. The journey of the Israelites reflects our journey. The journey of the Israelites tells us that God will never give up on us. The journey of the Israelites reminds us that God will not meet us halfway. He comes the whole way. So, the Lord Yahweh says this: Now I shall bring Jacob's captivity back and take pity on the whole house of Israel and show myself jealous for my holy name. Life is about finding our way back to the Father, and that is worth the effort over and over again. But it is not us who find the way back, but those who respond to the call and accept Jesus Christ into their hearts. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. St. John. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. Book of Revelation. And he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That for my brother Luke. Yes, it is Christ who meets us where we are. It is Jesus Christ who extends his hand of salvation and pours his Spirit so freely into our burdened souls. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my Spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. All of history is a story of redemption and restoration, leading ultimately to resurrection. God poured out his Spirit on a nation in preparation for a salvation that would come to all mankind. The prophet Ezekiel exposed the Shekinah glory of God and his unwavering faithfulness to keep his promise to redeem and save all those who would take hold of his outstretched hand. Through Ezekiel's prophecy, we are continually confronted with the glory of God found in a future Redeemer of the world. In chapter 34, we see a vivid example of our Savior. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall be no more a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, and I, the Lord, will be their God. The God of the Old Testament and the God of the Jew is the God of the Christian. And Jesus is the promise who came for all. Do not forget to whom you belong, and do not be afraid to let the world know it. With broken heart and contrite sigh, a trembling sinner, Lord, I cry. Thy parting grace is rich and free. O God, be merciful to me. Stand firm in the body of Jesus Christ. Acknowledge and release your sins. Look for the glory of God within, and you will find the hand of God reaching down. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.